This is an anecdotal podcast, and all the acts, views, anecdotes, ideas, comments, opinions, and statements expressed are solely those of the host and the guest, and are personal opinions or may be fictionalized to preserve the privacy and integrity of the persons concerned. Reliance Retail Limited or TERA does not subscribe to or endorse the same. None of the statements or comments expressed in the podcast are meant to defame, denigrate, or hurt sentiments of any person, religious group, community, institution, nationality, profession, or any class of persons, gender, class, religion, in any manner. Any decision and or acts of the viewers based on the content of the podcast shall be entirely at their discretion and free will, and Reliance Retail Limited or TERA shall not be liable or responsible in any manner whatsoever.
TERA presents
What the Hell
Navya? This is What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by TERA, India's newest beauty shopping experience. We're all about having open and honest conversations. So today we're going to be talking about dealing with failure. Now, this is something that I'm sure we've all had to face at some point in our lives, whether it's a failed maths exam or whether it's failing as a friend or even sometimes in a professional capacity. I know I have. And I know two people who I rely on every time I have a failure in my life, and that's my mom and my nanny. And that's exactly why today I'm going to talk to them about what it means to learn from failure, how you should deal with failure, and especially how they've dealt with the different failures in their lives. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode where we're going to talk about lots of things around failure and coping with it and dealing with it. Hello.
Hello.
So let's start off on a light note, because this is a pretty heavy topic. What is something that you failed at recently? It doesn't have to be a very big thing. It could be a very small thing.
I don't know. I'm sure there are daily failures.
I don't know, because I question myself.
Really?
Yes. At the end of the day, I always feel ki maine jo kuch bhi kiya, theek kiya, nahi kiya, kahan galat kiya, apne aap ko poochti hoon. To main immediately aapke sawal ka jawab nahi de sakti.
शाम को पता चलेगा.
शाम को पता चलेगा या रात को मेरे सोने जाने के पहले.
ड्रॉप मी अ मैसेज. ओके, बट व्हाट इज योर इमीडिएट रिस्पांस टू फेलियर? लाइक इफ यू फेल एट समथिंग, डू यू सल्क, डू यू फील लो, डू यू फील अपसेट, डू यू नॉट केयर? व्हाट इज योर इमीडिएट रिएक्शन?
फॉर मी, इमीडिएट रिएक्शन वुड बी टू ओवरकम एंड गेट बैक एंड डू इट अगेन.
सो यू डोंट गो थ्रू द स्लंप ऑफ फीलिंग सैड?
आई फील रियली बैड.
Really?
I feel I'm very harsh on myself. It's like debilitatingly harsh. So then I'm like, no. She may want to go back. I'm like, forget it. I can't do this.
I'd fight it. I'd go back there and do it again.
I think I'm a combination of the two. Because I am so into what I do, when I don't get it right, I take it as a personal failure rather than maybe a situational failure, because I feel that I'm putting so much of myself and my energy into something, and if it's not working, then obviously I'm doing something wrong. But then I go into that attitude.
But that's a nice way. अच्छी बात है आप अगर ये सोचते हैं कि शायद मैंने कुछ गलत किया. That introspection is very good.
मतलब मैं पहले हमेशा खुद को blame करती हूँ कि मैंने कुछ नहीं किया इसलिए मैं fail हुई. But then I reach that phase of कि अभी इसको फिर से करना है, इसको और मेहनत लगा के करना है. सो दैट्स ऑलवेज बीन माय एटीट्यूड.
और मेहनत से करना है, मेहनत लगाना डबल हो जाता है.
आई वांट टू आस्क यू, यू सीन ग्रेट सक्सेस विद योर फिल्म्स, यू आल्सो सीन नॉट सो ग्रेट सक्सेस. एक्चुअली दो ऑल ऑफ योर फिल्म्स आर बिग हिट्स.
यस.
सो बट यू आल्सो हैड टाइम्स व्हेन योर फिल्म्स हैव नॉट नेसेसरली डन वेल, और मे बी योर परफॉर्मेंस वाज क्रिटिक. सो हाउ डिड यू डील विद that failure of your films not doing well?
जब आर्टिस्ट को recognition नहीं मिलता है वो बहुत बुरा लगता है. कभी कभी मैं सोचती हूँ कि हम लोगों ने इतना काम किया, पाथ ब्रेकिंग काम किया, अलग हटके किया, डेफिनेशन चेंज किया, मगर उसका जितना रिकग्निशन होना चाहिए, मैं अप्रिसिएशन नहीं कह रही हूँ, रिकग्निशन होना चाहिए, वो नहीं होता है.
तो आप
फिर
कभी
emotionally, उसको अपनी तकदीरी बात समझ लेती.
तो आप कभी इमोशनली अफेक्ट नहीं हुए फेलियर से?
नहीं, बिल्कुल ये नहीं कहूंगी नहीं हुई. बुरा लगा, वो भी तो इमोशन ही है. बुरा लगा, अनफेयर लगा.
यूजुअली और टिपिकली पीपल मेजर फेलियर इन यू नो विद देयर वर्क और विद देयर करियर्स. But I feel that, you know, you can fail in other ways. I say this all the time, that there have been times when I've, you know, maybe failed as a friend or failed as a daughter or failed as just a human being sometimes when you're not there for your parents when they need you or a friend when they need you. And everybody has those phases.
Moments.
So, yeah, but they can't always be the best at everything. So, mom, do you feel or measure yourself as failing is in a personal capacity as well?
Yeah, I feel that, you know, I lose my cool for something that I should have controlled myself or I've behaved irrationally. Then it's a personal failing. But it's also like I've had professional failure. I wrote a book. It's not like it made it to a bestseller or anything. But I'm not that person who can just bounce back up and say, okay, I'm going to. It really, like I take it personally. If there are bad reviews, I can't see it objectively. Like, okay, someone may have not liked it. It took me a very long time. And still I'm, like I just stopped writing. And it made me doubt myself. You know, so also in a personal space where I feel, oh, you know, if I have an argument with you or your brother, and if it's a bit out of control, then I say, oh, have I failed as a parent? Look at what they're saying. Or if they say, oh, we learned this from you, this something or the other, then I feel, oh, have I failed as a parent? So, and I take it very personally. I'm unable to be objective about it and look at it at that moment. It takes me a very long time to process it. And you can't push a person. You can't push me and say, you write a new book and get back out there.
We have your own processes.
Yeah, it's going to take me time. I have to be completely okay with, okay, it may not do well again if I write something. Or no one may like it. Or people may write nasty things. And I should be okay to deal with that.
So do you think you've reached that point? Or you're not at that point where you're okay with failure?
No, who's okay with failure?
No, but
no one, and I think especially someone like me who comes from a family of such overachievers, you know, people who have achieved so much, it's even more daunting.
Do you feel pressure?
Yeah, all the time.
I mean,
not that my parents have put pressure on me or ever said that you have to be this or that, but you feel that if you do something, you have to be brilliant at it. Otherwise, don't do it. Because look at everyone else around you and look at how much they're achieving and how good they are. And I don't think the world is kind to people who fail at things. And I mean, I like it that now in schools, you know, they equalize things. No one is first really, or no one is, say, you put a star instead of giving an A or what have you. I think it's very good for young children because it teaches you that it's okay. I may not be as good as somebody else, but that doesn't mean I'm nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, then they don't feel shame at such a young age.
Main sochti hoon, education bahut zaruri hai. Magar to grade, this is not allowed.
And different people have different aptitudes. I'm pathetic at maths.
Same.
I'm still pathetic at maths.
Same, even I'm very bad.
But I'm...
So I mean, am I.
I mean, subjects like history or English, these I loved and I enjoyed and I was very good at them. But I couldn't make it in math, and it brings your average down and you feel terrible, you feel embarrassed, you have to be...
But I'm saying that as... Parents, both of you are parents. At what point when your child fails, whether that's in school, whether that's in work or even in a personal capacity, at what point do you console them and say that it's okay? And at what point do you push them to say that, no, you know, you have to work harder, you have to
I'll
do
tell
better.
You something. I don't care. I never cared if my children were A-grade students or top students.
We weren't.
But I would not want them to fail as human beings. That I would not be happy about. I mean, yes, you want them to work hard. You want them to make, you know, I'm not saying get number one. I'm saying just pass.
Okay.
I don't think I think I've failed many subjects.
No, I'm saying that for you, with Mamu and Mom, were you a parent who was, if they failed, was more like, it's okay next time? Or were you that kind of parent who said,
no,
okay,
but every child, Mamu and me included, I remember when our reports used to come and we would, you know, Nana would get the report and then he'd say, you two, please come up here. We would be sweating.
We still sweat when he says,
we
come
would
up
be
here.
Sweating and both of us would be huddled standing at the bottom of the stairs. And
I never did that.
But, I mean, we never did any of that changing our grades and we were not that badmash, but... Yeah, everybody gets scared when their parents has come up. And you. Have
I never did
how,
that.
Though. How were you with your children when they fail?
I take it as my failure.
Really? When they fail?
I think you feel bad. I think you feel bad
for
your child.
I feel I've gone somewhere wrong.
But do you think in today's world, because, you know, now everybody's work and everybody's life is out there on social media or the internet, and everything is instant, you know, instant gratification. If you don't get a like, if you don't get a comment, or everyone's watching what you're doing, do you think the internet has heightened the way that failure is looked at?
Where yes, of
judged
course.
Maybe more
of
for
course.
Our failures.
I think it's very name and shame kind of a platform, you know. I mean, someone's messed up. Everybody can't be perfect. Everyone can't say the best words all the time or be on it. And that's so much pressure. Nobody can be natural. You're constantly minding your words. Otherwise, you're cancelled. You're failed. People just reject you. I think rejection is also a big issue.
You do something wrong, they'll write you off within a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they will not give you another opportunity. Because there's someone waiting.
Yeah, it's like you failed next.
Yeah.
Next person.
Next.
Yeah.
You don't want to look at your life and see what you're doing and how you're failing in 100 ways, but you want to point it out
at
someone else who's had the courage to put themselves out there.
At least that's how I have trained myself to look at it, because I feel if I think of it in any other way, then I'll constantly look at it as a personal failure. Especially when it comes to the internet, I have actively chosen to do something that is very public. Like, I'm actively choosing to put myself out there, put my work out there, and put my life out there in whatever capacity. Then if people have something to say, then I can't complain, because I'm giving them the opportunity to do that. And if I'm not open or receptive to hearing the criticism, then I shouldn't be in the public eye. Then I shouldn't choose to
but
do something that's, you know.
So. You're right, Navya. And we have made failure such a taboo.
Yeah.
Like, why? I think failure's actually a wonderful thing, because you learn what you shouldn't do. You know what you did wrong. No person is like, I don't know how I... Inside,
you always know. Yeah.
If my book didn't do as well, I know I could have put in more effort. I know maybe I didn't spend as much time. You always know. It's just having the thing to try it again. So the next time you try it, you will be careful and you'll remember, okay, this is what I did. It didn't work. So this is what I need to do. And even in a personal capacity, if you fail, say, in a relationship, okay, your relationship doesn't work out, then that's a failure. Some people take it as they're failing. But then you know the kind of person you get along with and don't get along with. So it's okay if your heart breaks. It's not going to be permanent. You'll find and you'll know and you'll choose better and you'll be better informed because you've had that failure. Things haven't worked out for you.
Like, this generation is also growing up in a time where everybody's life is everywhere. You can see who's going on what holiday, who's wearing which clothes, who's in what relationship.
That is because you choose to.
Yeah. But I'm saying that we look at that and we say that if we're not achieving that, or if we don't have the same things, then we are failing. And that has made us as a generation, I feel, very competitive. You know, sometimes when somebody fails, and I hate to admit it, but it's true, is that somewhere you feel happy that, oh, okay, I have another chance to get it.
You know, you live in a time of such abundance. At the snap of your finger, you can order anything you like from anywhere and get it in like a couple of days. And still, it's not enough. Still, everyone's fighting and jostling and, you know, wanting ill or whatever. There's enough to go around three times over.
But I
there
get
is. In our time, there was. I mean, there wasn't. There were only limited opportunities. Today, the opportunities are endless.
But the number of people fighting for those opportunities are much larger.
Yeah, but
because there are only so many jobs and there are so many young people fighting for those jobs. So when I say that when you see somebody slip, you feel almost that it's an opportunity for you to get your foot through the door, because it's so competitive.
Navya, being competitive is different. There can be healthy competition.
There are 10 people interviewing for that one job.
That's different.
Versus maybe in your time, there would be 5 people for one job.
Now
there would
be 10 people. There would always be 10 people.
The population growth
is so
much.
Maybe the stakes were not so high. Maybe.
Yeah, they're much higher now. But do you think that society measures men and women's failure in the same way? Or do you think that women, when they fail, are given more...
I think when men fail society gives them a harsh
rougher
time.
On them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Versus when women fail.
Yeah, because of sexist attitudes, you know.
Patriarchy.
There's men, I feel, always have this benchmark that, okay, by this age, I should have achieved this much. I should drive this car. I should be living in this house. My family should hold it. These are all... And if they don't do it, then they can feel like failures.
And do you think that men deal with failure in a more... personally for them, they don't deal with it as well as women do? Yeah. Are they harsher on themselves?
No,
are they
I think
more
that it's more internal. Men are not in the habit, or it hasn't been normalized for men to like call their friends and say, hey, listen, my business is going bust. They would not be able to say it or admit it openly. Whereas I feel women have those kind of friendships.
And communities where they can do that.
Where they can do it. Men, I think, find it very tough to talk about their failure. So they internalize it so much. And I think it's very unhealthy. It leads to a lot of depression and a lot of all kinds of...
What do you think, Nani?
I agree.
When she's quiet, she's agreeing.
She's agreeing.
She doesn't agree, she will make herself known. As long as she's quiet, it's all good.
No, but how, as what role does a woman play in a man's failure? Because sometimes society blames the woman when a man fails.
I think it's because of that saying, behind every successful man is a woman. Why can't she be standing by his side? She doesn't have to be behind him. She's also experiencing it as he's walking through life. She's also going through it. So, because of that saying...
That's why they blame the woman.
Then the woman, because... I'm like, now don't get me started. That's another episode.
Do start.
That's a whole nother episode.
No, but you, for example, when, you know, Nana wasn't going through a time when he was, you know, how did you deal with that? Were you silently supportive or were you...
We went through different kinds of failures at different phases of our lives. We went through it together. I don't know whether I did the right thing or wrong, but it's also nice when a man is going through this kind of a phase is to just be there and be quiet.
Quiet, yeah. Allow them to feel
instead
what
of
they,
you know. It's very annoying.
Just allow them to deal with it in the way that they want.
If they want your help, if they need your help.
I don't agree. I think men have a really tough time.
But she's saying that if they're not actively asking you for help, then you don't need to ghusao yourself.
If your friend of yours was in some kind of trouble, but not actively asking for your help, would you not offer it anyway?
Of course, I would.
I would. So then
I would
offer the same thing.
Maybe twice, but then
You would do it to a girlfriend. Why would you think twice before doing it to a guy? Sometimes I feel all that a man needs is, hey, listen, maybe you should think of it this way. And maybe you give them an idea, or maybe you give them a point, which then they can work on.
Yes, maybe. But maybe it's also nice to be silently standing there and conveying to the person in your own way that I am here.
I would like to play a more proactive role.
I think
I'll look for a solution. Because I'm a problem solver.
Ah, you know. You say because I'm a problem solver. Okay, but we also, in our culture, have this concept of nazar. We feel
that sometimes I believe in nazar.
Well, it's because kisi ne nazar laga di.
Yeah, I believe in nazar.
You believe in nazar? I think we all believe in nazar.
We all believe in nazar.
We take our nazar out every Saturday.
I don't, but...
Yeah, no, but do you think that we also sometimes our failures are because
what happens,
of nazar,
Navya? It's comes from a theory.
I think so. Obviously, the you can't theory. Believe in nazar and then say no.
So
it's
you
not
think some of our failures are because someone's put nazar on you?
Must have been lazy.
But I think sometimes if I fail, then it's nazar. Sometimes. Dil not
ko
all the time.
Dil ko behlane ke liye acha hai, khair.
Khud ko matlab. Yeah. Moving on. How do we start normalizing failure? You said that people don't...
In school, on a school level, of course.
Also, at home, it's very important to tell your child, it's okay, doesn't matter. Next time, there's always a next time.
Yeah.
Aage achha hoga, mehnat karo. Theek hai.
And the world doesn't fall apart, so one failure.
Acha, chalo.
Okay, so the game is, I'm going to read some quotes and you have to tell me if they're real or if ChatGPT has made them up. Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again.
Yeah, very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a legit one.
It is. It's by Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Failing forward is like climbing a ladder to success. One stumble at a time.
No, fake.
It's ChatGPT.
House.
In the garden of growth, the weeds of failure are the best fertilizer for your dreams.
Sorry, come again.
In the garden of growth, the weeds of failure are the best fertilizer for your dreams.
Oof, fake.
Yeah. How are you guys guessing it?
Please.
That's why I said oof.
Okay. I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying.
Real.
That was Michael Jordan. Okay, last one. When everything seems to be going against you, remember that an airplane takes off against the wind, not with it.
Nice. No. Fake.
It's a real quote by Henry Ford.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So now it's time to jump into Tira Talks. And today's question is, when a setback hits you, one doesn't feel like doing anything. I don't even feel like getting off the bed. And it makes you forget all the things that make you beautiful. So in a time like this, what is the one thing that reminds you of how truly beautiful you are?
Nature. When I look into green.
Really?
Yeah, then I feel so lucky that, you know, to see greenery and see nature and that you're alive and blue skies and maybe if you're by water, then the water and then you feel beautiful. I don't know. I just see nature as calming.
Water, standing under a nice hot shower is very reassuring.
That's also good one. I think my family makes me feel...
They are all trees and...
I'm not saying you all are trees. I'm saying that...
I think my family
reminds me how beautiful and special I am. Yeah, when I'm having a rough day,
if I just sit by a window and look into the garden.
You're always sitting by a window.
Because I'm always having a rough day.
Yeah, she's always by a window with a book and a green tea.
Before she always did it,
bottle.
Even as a child.
Really?
And talking to herself, yes.
Talking to myself.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now she's talking to us.
No, I'm also talking to myself.
Oh, okay. But yes, well, thank you.
Thank you, Navya.
For this very successful episode on failure.
Could you be any cheesier?
No, I couldn't. That was our episode of What the Hell, Navya, Season 2. And as you saw, we spoke about failure and how the three of us in our different capacities have dealt with it or faced it or, you know, how we've helped one another face failure. And I think something that I learned and took away from this is that no matter what happens, failure is a process, it's a part of life, and it's a part of growth, and it's something that all of us will face at some point in our lives. I'm lucky that I have my mom, my nani, and my family, and such a great support system to help me when I face failure. And that's exactly what we spoke about today. I hope that all of you have that support system in your life, somebody who's there when you fail or when you're having a bad day. And I hope that some of our tips of how to cope with failure helped you in some way as well. So thank you for watching our episode today. And a special thanks to Tira for making this possible. If you haven't heard of them, you can go to their website, tirabeauty.com. You can download their app or you can even visit their nearest store. Thank you.
You were listening to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by Tira. Showrunners, Matrix India Entertainment Consultants Private Limited. Produced by Audiomatic. Producers for Audiomatic, Avdhoot Khanolkar, Akanksha Kadam and Alham Patel. Original title track, composed and produced by Dogeek. Performed by Navya Naveli Nanda and Dogeek. On location sound recordist, Ashutosh Balsekar. Sound mix and master, Shrijit Vijayan.